Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family Affairs. Is this Leon?
Speaking.
All right, Mister. I was just reaching out to you. You left us a message, and also Sakara was able to inform that you guys are—I mean—that you already moved, and also that you are planning to. I mean, you change. You're changing the aide, right?
I'm changing what?
Yeah, the caregiver. In this case, Sakara will have her last day this week. You have someone else, right?
Yes, I've been trying to call y'all and leave a message, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, like, we normally our edge schedules are like 9 to 5, and we don't work on during weekends. I'm not sure exactly when you try to call, but like, I'm reaching out back to you on this, okay? So yeah, I'm just like being up to date on what's going on. So like, do you have the contact number of the person you have in mind to be onboarding and replace Akira?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so please try to look for it, so I can like do the process and have that person on board and stuff.
Yeah, the name's Charles Phillips.
It's George, that's his name.
Charles, Charles. Charles.
Okay, Charles, what is his last name, you know?
Phillips, PHI. LLIPS.
Okay. All right. You have the contact number?
Yes, it's 215-298-8743.
Okay. Let's see if I got it right. Charles Phillips, 215-298-8743, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, try to advise Charles that I'll be texting him. Literally, as soon as we finish the call, I'll be texting him to request everything that I need to fill out his application. So he doesn't believe that or try to think that it was a scam or anything. It's just that, I mean, me, your coordinator, is reaching out to him about that. Okay, Charles Phillips. And now let's address the fact on the changing of your address, which is the place you started living now.
Yes, which is I'm living in now.
Yeah, because I mean, you informed that you changed your address, that you're not living anymore in the Akron Street.
Yes.
Okay, so which is the new address that you are receiving the services through?
It's 1227 West Tioga Street.
Is that 1227 West?
Yes, West Tioga, TIOGA Street.
Okay, Tower Street. Still in Philadelphia, right?
Yes, 19140.
9 4 0. Okay, I got it. I got it. All right, Mr. Leon. And Sakara told me that she is going to be working until this Sunday. That's right?
Yes, right.
Okay. All right, but anything else besides that? You have not been in the hospital so far, right?
Well, but my coordinator knows that I had an operation on the 20th of last month.
On the 20th of last month.
Yes.
But I mean, it was a scheduled operation that you had that day.
I had a hernia repair on my groin.
Do you have to, I mean, do you have to stay overnight over that? I mean, that day?
No,
Oh.
I didn't stay overnight. I
It
just,
was 1 day procedure.
yeah.
I got you. I got you. No, it's okay. It's okay. So, all right. All right. So, Mr. Leon, this is my number. I used to have a number from yours, the 215-653-5158. Is that still servicing?
No. And then I had a temporary number, but I called back and gave you all my real number, the one you just called me from.
Okay, this is a temporary one. I'm calling you through right now,
Oh,
right?
no.
This is the permanent one.
You called 9754663, right?
That's right.
That's my permit number.
Okay, that's your permanent number. But this is a cell phone or a landline?
This is cell phone.
Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna erase it, the 6535158, and add this one up. Okay, do you have a landline where you're leaving?
No.
Okay, I got you. All right, Mr. Leon. So that was mostly the information I needed. Please advise Mr. Charles that I'll be texting him so he doesn't think it's a scam and we can like start the process right away on onboarding
him. What's his name and number?
Yeah, my name is Rodney. It's R as in Robert, O as in Owen, D as in David, M as in Michael, Y as in yellow. And my phone number is, I'm sorry, are you ready? Okay, it's
267-551-7435.
7435.
Okay,
cool.
I got it.
Okay, and when did you actually move there?
2 days ago.
Two days ago.
Well, I'm back. Actually, not really move. I'm back and forth. I'm still moving.
No, it's okay. I know. So it was over Sunday, if I'm not wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't handle that stuff. I got to be paying people. I'm not ready to be moving back and forth.
No, I know. All right. So we'll handle this from here. Okay. So. Regarding the Charles situation, so advise him it's not a scam and stuff. And yeah, if you need anything, this is my contact number. I'm your coordinator, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mr. Leon. You have a good one and take care.
You too. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.